Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We want to continue our conversation that we've been having with you. A book written by Newt Gingrich. It's called Rediscovering God in America. And we have it here for you. Kind of want to give you a look-see. You may want to get it or you may not. You just join the conversation as we're going through the book. And you can sit back and relax and enjoy it. But this book has been really, really cool because it talks about reflections on the role of faith in our nation's history and future. And what Newt does, the author does, he walks us along the tour of the monuments in D.C., mm-hmm. which is, by the way, District Columbia. I don't know if you knew that. I heard about that.
Yeah, I learned
just
that
throwing
this,
that out.
This past
just throwing
week.
That
I'm
out
so
there.
Educated about that. I'm so glad that you made that known.
That's such an important thing to know, you know, in the scheme of life. Yeah. But
what state is that in?
Yep. Don't even ask me. I don't know my state.
It's been, but anyhow, it's been so informational.
Yes. We have a limited amount of time. Well, we have this we want to share with you because what's so cool is that he takes us through the different monuments, and we went through the National Archive, and who knew? Because I had a chance to go there. We're learning as as we go. I know I am. I mean, we say we took history, but I think I got his story instead of history, and I want to get the whole thing. You know what I mean? I want to get the whole thing, and I didn't get it. So I'm learning it now, and maybe you can do as well. We're on this journey, but we also talked about the Washington monument, which I thought that was amazing. Mm-hmm. Stood right next to it, had no idea what was all inside of it mm-hmm. and how it came about. But again, you can catch all of these on the torch and catch up with us if you don't even know what we're talking about. But you'll get up to speed. The next one we want to talk about is the Jefferson Memorial, and people may be surprised as to why this is included in the book and. Especially when we're talking about rediscovering God in America, because there's a lot of things written about Thomas Jefferson that were not always accurate. Hmm. And so it's amazing that the louder the story gets and, you know, repeated often, people mm-hmm. just begin to believe any kind of narrative. But we're going to learn some insight about Thomas Jefferson, the man, and what happened, mm-hmm. More into some details. But one of the quotes there from Thomas Jefferson, third president of the United States, is, God who gave us life, gave us liberty. Can the liberties of a nation be secure when we have removed the conviction that these liberties are a gift from God? Hmm. And so there was a memorial made for him. And what was so cool about it, it was finally approved, went through some stages. It takes a long time, apparently. I mean, it takes mm-hmm. like almost four decades for the Washington Monument to be solidified. Here's a picture we want to show you of what it looks like. It has kind of this dome thing going on with a kind of a Pantheon look. And there's a statue of Thomas Jefferson right in the middle of it. And there's some cool. four panels. Yeah, pretty cool. Four panels that have different writings and different quotes in it. And so the author says that upon entering, You look into the interior, you see, you know, different things that were quoted, and there's four panels inside of them. Three of the four panels actually have references to God in them. And, you know, pretty amazing because there's this whole thing about, you know, you might have heard it, that God doesn't belong in the public square. Well, look around. I mean, just in mm-hmm. Tennessee, this young girl, it's been reported that she was reprimanded by her school and sent to the principal's office because she said, bless you. I don't even think she said, God bless you. She said, bless you. And those were one of the words banned by her teacher that she could not say in school. And the student goes on to say that, hey, my pastor told me I have a First Amendment right. I can say those things. So she says, well, not in this classroom. You can't. Wow. And sent it down to the assistant principals. Charisma News is reporting this. And it's just, she goes to see what's happening all over the country. And hello, just take a look at the monuments. Take a look at what's happened and go back to the original intent that so many people came to this nation, including Jews and including Christians, Puritans, because they wanted a place where they could worship God freely. And that's it. And so right from the very beginning, we learn and we discover all these things. Well, one of the things that's said on the panel, of course, this is what Thomas Jefferson wrote in the Declaration of Independence. He says, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. And unalienable means it comes from God. Unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. In the second panel, there's an excerpt from a bill establishing religious freedom that was passed in 1777. So again, it's like, man, wow, this is so cool. Wow. It says, Almighty God hath created the mind free. All attempts to influence it by temporal punishments or burthens are a departure from the plan of the holy author of our religion. No man shall be compelled to frequent or support any religious worship or ministry, or shall otherwise suffer on account of his religious opinions or belief, but all men shall be free to profess by argument to maintain their opinions in matters of religion. Pretty cool. And panel three says this, and this was taken from Thomas Jefferson, and he said this: God gave us life. The same God who gave us life gave us liberty, and can the liberties of a nation be secure when we have removed the conviction that these liberties are a gift from God? This is the first quote I shared with you when we started. Indeed, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, that his justice cannot sleep forever. Commerce between master and slave is despotism. Nothing is more certainly written in the book of fate than that these people are to be free. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And the big thing about Thomas Jefferson was that, you know, the First Amendment in the Bill of Rights talks about, gives us our freedom of religion, right? Mm-hmm. It says the United States Constitution prohibits the making of any law respecting an establishment of religion, so the government can establish a state religion, mm-hmm. or impeding the free exercise of religion. Abridging the freedom of speech and infringing the freedom of the press, interfering with the right to peacefully assembly, or prohibiting the petitioning for governmental redress of grievances. And so it's your freedom for, you know, to serve God, basically, and that they're not going to impose a state religion. And one of the things that he, you know, is well known for is the statement that there should be a separation between church and state. And basically, there was a case law. This was from David Barton Wall Builders. We'll make sure this is related because it goes into a whole lot of detail. Mm-hmm. But it gives you kind of the story behind the story, if you will, about where this all came from. Because it was like, separation of church and state, separation of church and state. The skinny here, the 15-second version, because we're pressed the time, is this, that the Anabaptists wrote a letter to Thomas Jefferson when he was elected. He was kind of part of the party that they were a part of, and they were being, you know, they wanted to make sure that there was no influence basically with the state, mm-hmm. in regards to religious practices. Don't forget that the story behind the story here is that King George in England was all about saying he tied the church and the government together. So to disobey King George would mean you were disobeying God. Mm-hmm. And they were like, we're getting out of here. You know what I'm saying? This ain't going to work, my friend. And it wasn't about taxation without representation. You know, there's 27 things written in the Declaration of Independence that made it clear why they were separating from King George and England. And so when it said separation of church and state, it was talking about not taking the church out of the state, but making sure that the state doesn't interfere with the church. Hmm. And so that got twisted. But this is what Jefferson wrote in his own words. He rebuffed those claims that he was hostile towards religion when he said in a letter, a life of inquiry and reflection are very different from anti-Christian system imputed to me by those who knew nothing about my opinions. That's what he wrote. He wrote this letter saying, listen, my views, people wrote a lot of stuff about me that's not true, and it's not right. Mm-hmm. He wrote this letter to Benjamin Rush. We'll make that part available for you. Listen, there is wonderful things that we need to know about our nation. And that, listen, it's okay to serve God. It's okay to have him in the public square. And the next time somebody tells you that you can't put God in the public square, you need to point them to Thomas Jefferson. Go look at the Jefferson Memorial. Look at what he said. We can have God, and we can discuss him freely and openly in our country.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.